Each week, we do celebrate the Lord's table together. And the Lord instructed his disciples in Luke chapter 22, verse 19, to do this in remembrance of him. So, with a heart of doing this in remembrance of him and following Paul's instructions from 1 Corinthians 11, 28, we are called to examine ourselves. So I ask you, if you are here today and you have made a profession of faith and you state that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and it is only by the finished work of Christ that you trust that you have forgiveness, we want you to please join us at this time of Lord's Supper. If perhaps you are here today and you don't understand your need to trust in the work of Jesus Christ, or perhaps maybe, I know I spent many years this way, perhaps you think you're just good enough, I would just ask that you would just allow the elements to pass you by. I would ask that you would talk to me about that, maybe talk to whomever brought you, but that you wouldn't leave here today thinking that your thinking is right. I would want you to know that your thinking is flawed. Guys, you can go ahead and start bringing down the elements. You know, and we ask you to pass this by, not to embarrass you, but Scripture tells us to give you that warning. So, but please do talk to me. Talk to whoever brought you here. This time is for us to remember that there is only forgiveness of sin in Christ Jesus. And as they're passing the elements, I'm going to give you a little examination. We're going to have a little test. And I've got 9 questions for you. And if you're convicted along the way, I'm going to pause between each question. Confess it as sin. Talk to the Lord about your heart. Because each of these answers do have a correct answer. There's no, well, maybe. It's either yeah or no. And then after we take our little test of 9 questions, we're going to take the Lord's table together. So, being Jesus instructed his disciples to remember, let me ask you how you remembered this week. Did you remember this week that there is only one God, holy and perfect, and the creator of the universe? If you didn't remember, just take time to talk to the Lord about it. Maybe you agree with him that it's sinful to forget him. 2, how did you do this week at remembering you were created in his image to love him, to know him, to obey him? How did you do in remembering your battle to fight sin this week? Think about your week. Is there unconfessed sin or unrepentant sin? Please take this time right now to confess, to repent. Do it now. How'd you do this week in remembering the love of Jesus Christ? God made flesh that came as a man and lived a sinless life. How did you do it remembering Jesus this week? How'd you do it remembering that he hung on a cross for sinners like us? Did you remember this week that in going to the cross, Jesus took the punishment of sin for all who would turn and trust in him? Did you remember that this week? Seven, how'd you do this week in remembering when he was murdered on the cross? He was buried in a grave. Did you remember that on the third day he rose from the grave defeating death. And the last question, did you remember this week that in defeating death, Jesus Christ became substitution for the penalty of our sins? Father, I pray for this body, Lord, that we would be a body of Christians that are quick to remember. Paul instructs the Corinthian church in chapter 11. He said, "For what I received from the Lord, I pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, the night before he went to the cross, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Go ahead and take the bread. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Go ahead and drink the cup. "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again."